It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to have to go with the only market that is showing some green and the only one that is actually showing some stability and strength, and that is gold. Gold continues to trade over $2,000 an ounce, and that's the market that continues to have a little bit of strength while everything else seems to be going to the wayside.
So everything else not hot then, huh?
Everything else would be not hot. You know, you've got Minneapolis wheat, you got Kansas City wheat trading into new lows on Friday in that short session. You can't even Chicago touched contract lows. Corn testing its contract lows, or at least flirting with that area. Soybeans are still up above their contract lows and still look like they have some ability here, but it's all going to depend on South America weather. And then, of course, the cattle market's just getting hammered and trading down to, you know, March and April lows. So Friday was a tough session for the grains.
Yeah. Is it economic concerns, or what's driving it?
Well, you know, I think it's a combination of things. Part of it is economic, of course, and I think part of it is, you know, as far as the grains, we're looking at, we're talking about more rain for South America. That put pressure on soybeans, which kind of drilled down and put pressure on the rest of the commodities. Of course, with wheat, we continue to see poor demand. Even though we had an export sale to China, it's not enough to help support the wheat market. And in the cattle markets, I think that was a combination of just the fact that right now and for the next 30 days to 60 days, beef is not going to be the choice meat. And I think, you know, with stocks starting to build, according to the cold storage report, that just put too much pressure on the cattle.
Yeah, we could see that Friday. It was like people getting out of the way rather than trying to catch a falling knife.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, right now, volume has that 6-month highs for the cattle market. So they're seeing quite a bit of trading, but it's just that it's long liquidation.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.